1. Wardell Holland, the mayor of Wheatfield, Minnesota, was sitting in the double-wide he rented from his mother, a Daisy Match-grade pellet rifle in his hands, shooting flies. His mother suspected he let the flies in on purpose so he could shoot at them. He denied it, but he was lying. He was tracking a bull-sized blue bottle when the doorbell croaked. Like most other things in the place, there was something not quite right with it, but not quite wrong enough to fix. In this case, the bell probably indicated that the beer had arrived. The kid had taken his own sweet time about it. School had been out for an hour. "Come in!" Holland shouted. The fly tracked out of the bedroom and lazily circled through the living room and toward the kitchen. He picked it up with a sight, and the kid outside yelled, "Don't go shooting!" Pop! A clear miss. The fly juked as the pellet whipped past, then circled around the sink and out of sight. The pellet ricocheted once and stuck in the fiberboard closet door by the entrance. "Hey! Hey, you crazy fucking pillhead! You're gonna put my eye out!" Holland shouted. "He's gone! You can come in!" John Jacob Skinner edged through the door, keeping an eye on Holland, who was sprawled on the couch, his prosthetic foot propped up on the arm, the rifle lying across his stomach. Skinner, who was 17, said, "God damn it, Wardell. I won't shoot, even if I see him, though he is a trophy-sized beast." Skinner eased into the room, carrying a six-pack of Coors Light. "You want one now, or you want it in the refrigerator? They're cold." "Now, of course. I shoot better with a little alcohol in me." "Right." Skinner pulled loose two cans, tossed one to Holland, put four in the refrigerator, popped the top on the last one, and took a drink. Skinner resembled his name. He was 6'3", skinny, with long red hair that never seemed overly clean, a razor-thin face, prominent Adam's apple, and bony shoulders and hips. He had about a billion freckles. He'd shown a minor talent for basketball in junior high, but he'd quit the game when he'd went to high school. He'd told friends that he needed non-school time to think, since it was impossible to think when he was actually in school. The coach had asked, "Now what in the Sam Hill do you want to think for, Skinner? What's that going to get you?" He didn't know the answer to that question, but he did know that being the second man on the lowest level, the 1A border conference, would get him nowhere at all. He'd thought at least that far ahead. "One of these days," Skinner said to Holland, "you're going to catch a ricochet in the dick. Then what? Army going to give you a wooden cock?" "Shut up," Holland said. Holland had been elected mayor as a gag played by the voters of Wheatfield on the town's stuffed shirts. What made it even funnier was that after an unsuccessful first term, Holland was reelected in a landslide. He'd run for office on a variety of slogans his minions had spray-painted on walls around town. "No more bullshit. We're fucked. Beer sales on Sunday. I'll do what I can." All of which outshone his opponents, "A bright future for Wheatfield," and "Happy days are here again." This in a town whose population had fallen from 829 in 2000 to 721 in the last census, and now probably hovered around 650, leaving behind 20 or 30 empty houses and a bunch of empty apartments over the downtown stores. Half the stores were themselves shuttered, and some had been simply abandoned by their owners, eventually and pointlessly taken by the county due to lack of property tax payments. This in a town where 15 years earlier, the city council had purchased in a corrupt deal from the then mayor a 40-acre tract on the edge of town. The town had run water and an electric cable out to it and advertised it on a lonely I-90 billboard as the Wheatfield Industrial Park. In 15 years, it had not attracted a single business, and in the estimation of voters, never would. Therefore, Holland. Holland, a former first lieutenant in the Army, had lost a foot in Afghanistan and lived on a military disability pension, which in Wheatfield was good enough. He'd refused the $30 per meeting mayor's salary and had rented out the industrial park to a